Part 26, Chapter 7. Sir Robert had not been in the conference room 3 minutes before he realized that he was fighting the most difficult duel of his life. And he was in no shape for it. He had hardly slept at all since their return, and he recognized now that this was a huge error. For all his nickname, the Fox, he felt sluggish mentally. That nickname had been earned in physical combat and not in a conference room. Had this been a matter of troop dispositions and tactics, he could have coped with it. He would have laid an ambush for this Tolnep and transfixed him with arrows and hacked him to pieces with Lochaber axes. But there stood the Tolnep. Elegant, poised, and deadly. Already pressing Sir Robert back toward defeat. Sir Robert's morale was very bad. Half the anti-aircraft cover of Edinburgh had been wiped out by a desperate charge of Tolnep Marines. Russia was not answering at all. And his own wife was unreported after a cave-in of passages to the bunkers. It was desperate that he get a ceasefire. Yet this Tolnep was dithering around, posing, fiddling with his scepter, flattering the emissaries, and acting like he had all the time in the world. His name was Lord Schleim. He had a tittering laugh that alternated with insidious, acid hisses. He was a master of debate, much like a swordsman became a master of his blade.
"And so, my worthy colleagues,"
the Tolnep was saying now,
"I really have not the faintest idea why this assemblage was convened at all. Your own time, your physical comfort, even the dignity of your august persons, representing as you do the most powerful lords of the universes, should not have been assaulted and insulted by an upstart lot of barbarians involved in a petty local dispute. This is a purely local affair, a minor spat. It involves no treaties, and so your presence was well known to be unneeded by this weak band of outlaws and rebels who seek to call themselves a government. I propose that we simply dismiss this gathering and leave it up to the military commanders."
The august body stirred, bored. And they were an august body. Jewels glittered on the breathing masks of some. Brilliant cloth rippled as they moved. Some even wore crowns as tokens of the sovereign power they represented. 29 arbiters of the fates of 16 universes, they were quite conscious of their power. They felt that if they so chose, they could flick this small and unimportant planet into eternity with no more than a careless gesture of a claw or fingertip. They were not really paying too much attention to Lord Schleim, but tittering and whispering to one another, possibly about trivial scandals that had occurred since last they saw one another. They were evidence physically of what happens when different genetic lines, moving up from different roots, became sentient. Off to the side sat the small gray man. Another man, quite similar to himself, but with a better quality gray suit, had arrived. They were quietly watching Sir Robert. It was very plain they were not going to intervene or help further. Sir Robert loathed courtiers. Weak and corrupt and dangerous. That had always been his opinion of this breed. His contempt, he counseled himself, must not show.
"Shall we get on with this meeting?"
he said. The emissaries stirred. They muttered responses. "Yes, let's complete the formalities. Must have come for something or other. Let's get it over and done with. I've a birthday party waiting for my pet lizard," a remark followed by laughter. They had all shown their credentials earlier, and these had been acknowledged by the group, all but Sir Roberts.